The Boys in the Boat. By Daniel James Brown. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown is a non-fiction book about the University of Washington's 8-man rowing team and their quest to win gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. The book follows the team's journey from their humble beginnings in Seattle to their eventual triumph in Berlin. The story is told through the eyes of Joe Rance, one of the team's rowers, and his struggles to overcome poverty and personal tragedy. The book begins with a brief history of rowing in the United States and the rise of the University of Washington's rowing program. It then follows Joe Rance's journey from his childhood in Spokane, Washington, to his time at the University of Washington. Joe's story is one of resilience and determination, as he overcomes poverty and personal tragedy to become a member of the rowing team. The book then follows the team's journey to the 1936 Berlin Olympics. The team faces numerous obstacles along the way, including a grueling training regimen, a lack of funding, and the looming threat of Nazi Germany. Despite these obstacles, the team perseveres and eventually makes it to Berlin. The book culminates in the team's gold medal victory in the 8-man rowing event. The Boys in the Boat is an inspiring story of courage and determination in the face of adversity. It is a testament to the power of teamwork and the human spirit. The book is a must-read for anyone interested in sports, history, or the human spirit. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team was a remarkable group of young men who overcame tremendous odds to win the gold medal at the Berlin Olympics. Idea summary: The Boys in the Boat tells the story of the University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team, a group of young men who overcame adversity to win the gold medal at the Berlin Olympics. The University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team was a remarkable group of young men who overcame tremendous odds to win the gold medal at the Berlin Olympics. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the American West, who had never rowed competitively before. Despite their lack of experience, they managed to beat out the more experienced and better-funded teams from the East Coast and Europe to win the gold. The team's success was due to their hard work, dedication, and determination to succeed. They trained relentlessly, pushing themselves to their physical and mental limits, and developed a strong bond with each other that enabled them to work together as a cohesive unit. The team's victory was a remarkable achievement and a testament to the power of teamwork and perseverance. The story of the University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team is told in the book The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown. The book follows the team's journey from their humble beginnings in the Pacific Northwest to their triumphant victory in Berlin. It details the struggles they faced along the way, from financial hardship to the looming threat of Nazi Germany. It also highlights the team's remarkable resilience and determination to succeed, and the strong bond they formed with each other. The Boys in the Boat is an inspiring story of courage, perseverance, and the power of teamwork. Main idea number 2. Joe Rance, the team's star rower, was a poor, orphaned farm boy who had to fight for every opportunity he was given. Idea summary: Joe Rance, the star rower of the University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team, was a poor, orphaned farm boy who had to fight for every opportunity he was given. Joe Rance was born into a life of poverty and hardship. His father died when he was 4, leaving his mother to raise him and his siblings alone. With no money to support them, Joe's mother was forced to send him away to live with relatives. Joe was determined to make something of himself, and he worked hard to get an education and find a job. Despite his difficult circumstances, Joe was determined to make something of himself, and he eventually earned a spot on the University of Washington's 1936 8-man rowing team. Joe was an unlikely star on the team, as he was the only one without a college education. He was also the poorest, having to work odd jobs to make ends meet. Despite the odds, Joe was determined to make the most of his opportunity, and he worked hard to become the team star rower. He was a natural athlete and his hard work and dedication paid off, as he helped the team win the 1936 Olympic gold medal. Joe's story is an inspiring example of how hard work and determination can help anyone overcome adversity and achieve success. Main idea number 3. The team's coach, Al Ulbrichtsen, was a hard-nosed, no-nonsense leader who pushed his team to their limits. Idea summary: the team's coach, Al Ulbrichtsen, was a hard-nosed, no-nonsense leader who pushed his team to their limits in order to achieve success. Al Ulbrichtsen was a hard-nosed coach who demanded the best from his team. He was a no-nonsense leader who expected his rowers to work hard and push themselves to their limits. He was a master motivator, inspiring his team to strive for excellence and never give up. He was also a great strategist, carefully analyzing the competition and devising the best race plan for his team. He was a demanding coach, but his dedication and commitment to his team was unwavering. He was determined to help them reach their full potential and achieve success. Ulbrichtsen's coaching style was effective, and his team went on to become one of the most successful rowing teams in history. He pushed his team to their limits, and in return, they achieved greatness. He was a leader who inspired his team to greatness, and his legacy lives on in the success of the team. Main idea number 4. The team's success was due to their hard work, dedication, and determination to succeed. Idea summary: The Boys in the Boat tells the story of the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team and their success, which was due to their hard work, dedication, and determination to succeed. The Boys in the Boat tells the story of the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team and their success. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest who had to overcome numerous obstacles to make it to the Olympics. Despite the odds, the team was able to come together and work hard to achieve their goal. They dedicated themselves to training and pushed themselves to their limits in order to succeed. Their determination and commitment to the sport was what ultimately led to their success. The team's hard work and dedication paid off when they won the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. This was a remarkable achievement, especially considering the fact that they were up against some of the best teams in the world. The team's success was due to their hard work, dedication, and determination to succeed. They refused to give up and kept pushing themselves to reach their goal. This is a testament to the power of hard work and dedication. Main idea number 5. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. Idea summary: The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity, showing that anything is possible. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, who had to overcome numerous obstacles to make it to the Berlin Olympics. Despite the odds, the team persevered and ultimately won the gold medal, becoming the first American team to do so. This victory was a symbol of hope and resilience, showing that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. It was a reminder that no matter how difficult the situation, with hard work and determination, success can be achieved. The team's victory was a source of inspiration for many people, especially those who were struggling during the Great Depression. It showed that even in the face of adversity, it is possible to achieve success. The team's victory was a reminder that no matter how difficult the situation, with hard work and determination, success can be achieved. It was a symbol of hope and resilience, showing that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. The team's victory was a reminder that no matter how difficult the situation, with hard work and determination, success can be achieved. It was a symbol of hope and resilience, showing that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. The team's victory was a source of inspiration for many people, especially those who were struggling during the Great Depression. It showed that even in the face of adversity, it is possible to achieve success. Main idea number 6. The team's victory was a source of pride for the entire nation. Idea summary: The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a source of pride for the entire nation, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a source of pride for the entire nation. The team, made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, had worked hard and dedicated themselves to the sport of rowing. Despite the odds, they managed to win the gold medal at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, beating out the heavily favored German team. This victory was a source of pride for the entire nation, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The team's victory was celebrated across the country, with newspapers and magazines running stories about the team and their remarkable achievement. The team was even invited to the White House to meet President Roosevelt, who congratulated them on their victory. The team's success was a source of inspiration for many, showing that anything is possible with hard work and dedication. The team's victory was a source of pride for the entire nation, and it was a reminder of the power of the human spirit. The team's success showed that no matter where you come from or what your background is, you can achieve great things if you put in the effort. The team's victory was a source of hope and inspiration for many, and it will continue to be remembered for years to come. Main idea number 7. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of teamwork and camaraderie. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of teamwork and camaraderie, showing that working together can lead to great success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of teamwork and camaraderie. The team, comprised of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, had trained hard and worked together to achieve their goal. Despite the odds being stacked against them, they persevered and ultimately won the gold medal at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. This victory was a testament to the power of teamwork and camaraderie, showing that when people come together and work towards a common goal, great things can be achieved. It was a momentous occasion that demonstrated the importance of working together and the strength of the human spirit. The team's victory was a source of pride and inspiration for the people of the Pacific Northwest. It showed that even those from humble backgrounds could achieve great things if they worked together and believed in themselves. The team's success was a symbol of hope and possibility, and it inspired many people to strive for greatness. The team's victory was a reminder that when people come together and work towards a common goal, anything is possible. Main idea number 8. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of the human spirit. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of the human spirit, showing that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of the human spirit. Despite coming from humble backgrounds and facing numerous obstacles, the team was able to come together and achieve the seemingly impossible. Through hard work, dedication, and perseverance, the team was able to overcome the odds and win the gold medal at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. This victory was a testament to the power of the human spirit, showing that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. The team's victory was a source of inspiration for many, showing that no matter the odds, success is achievable if you are willing to put in the effort. The team's story is a reminder that with hard work and determination, anything is possible. It is a reminder that no matter the obstacles, the human spirit is capable of achieving greatness. Main idea number 9. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of perseverance. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of perseverance, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of perseverance. Despite facing numerous obstacles, the team worked hard and dedicated themselves to achieving their goal of winning the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to overcome the odds and achieve their goal. This victory was a symbol of the power of perseverance, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The team's victory was a testament to the power of the human spirit. Despite facing numerous challenges, the team never gave up and kept pushing forward. They worked hard and never stopped believing in themselves, and in the end, their hard work paid off. This victory was a symbol of the power of perseverance, showing that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. The team's victory was a source of inspiration for many. It showed that no matter how difficult the odds may be, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. It was a reminder that no matter how hard the journey may be, with perseverance and determination, success can be achieved. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of perseverance, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. Main idea number 10. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of hope. Idea summary. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of hope, showing that anything is possible if you never give up. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of hope. Despite facing seemingly insurmountable odds, the team persevered and ultimately achieved victory. The team's story is a testament to the power of hope and determination, showing that anything is possible if you never give up. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, who had to overcome numerous obstacles to make it to the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Despite having limited resources and facing discrimination, the team worked hard and never gave up on their dream. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to achieve the impossible and win the gold medal. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and resilience, showing that anything is possible if you never give up. It was a reminder that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, with hard work and determination, anything is possible. The team's story is an inspiring reminder of the power of hope and the importance of never giving up. Main idea number 11. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of friendship. Idea summary. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of friendship, showing that working together can lead to great success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of friendship. The team was made up of 9 young men from different backgrounds, all of whom had to work together to achieve success. Despite their differences, the team was able to come together and form a strong bond that enabled them to win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. This victory was a testament to the power of friendship and the importance of working together to achieve a common goal. The team's success was not only a victory for the University of Washington, but also a symbol of the power of friendship. The team's members had to learn to trust and rely on each other in order to succeed, and their victory showed that working together can lead to great success. The team's victory was a reminder that friendship and teamwork can be a powerful force for good, and that by working together, we can achieve great things. Main idea number 12. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of faith. Idea summary. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of faith, showing that anything is possible if you have faith in yourself and your team. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was an unlikely group of underdogs. Despite their lack of experience and resources, they managed to beat out the best teams in the world to win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Their victory was a symbol of the power of faith, showing that anything is possible if you have faith in yourself and your team. The team was led by Joe Rance, a young man who had been abandoned by his family and had to work hard to make ends meet. Despite his difficult circumstances, Joe never gave up and was determined to make the team. He worked hard and trained relentlessly, and his faith in himself and his team was rewarded when they won the gold medal. The team's victory was a testament to the power of faith and determination. It showed that anything is possible if you have faith in yourself and your team, and that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and inspiration for people all over the world, and it still serves as an example of what can be achieved when you have faith in yourself and your team. Main idea number 13. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of determination. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of determination, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of determination. Despite coming from humble backgrounds and facing numerous obstacles, the team worked hard and dedicated themselves to achieving their goal of winning the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to overcome the odds and achieve their goal, showing that with enough determination, anything is possible. The team's victory was a testament to the power of determination and hard work. It showed that no matter the odds, if you are willing to put in the effort and dedication, you can achieve your goals. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and inspiration to many, showing that with enough determination, anything is possible. Main idea number 14. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of courage. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of courage, showing that anything is possible if you have the courage to take risks. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of courage. Despite the odds being stacked against them, the team was determined to prove that anything is possible if you have the courage to take risks. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, who had never rowed competitively before. Despite their lack of experience, they worked hard and trained relentlessly, and eventually earned a spot in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Against all odds, the team won the gold medal, proving that courage and hard work can overcome any obstacle. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and courage for the entire nation. It showed that anything is possible if you have the courage to take risks and work hard. The team's victory was a reminder that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, with courage and determination, anything is possible. Main idea number 15. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of unity. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of unity, showing that working together can lead to great success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of unity. The team was made up of 9 young men from different backgrounds, all of whom had to work together to achieve success. Despite the odds, the team was able to come together and win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. This victory was a symbol of the power of unity, showing that working together can lead to great success. The team's victory was a testament to the strength of their bond and the power of their collective effort. Despite the odds, the team was able to come together and work as one to achieve their goal. This victory was a symbol of the power of unity, showing that when people come together and work together, they can achieve great things. The team's victory was a reminder that when people come together and work together, they can achieve great things. It was a symbol of the power of unity, showing that when people come together and work together, they can overcome any obstacle and achieve success. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of unity, showing that when people come together and work together, they can achieve great things. Main idea number 16. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of optimism. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of optimism, showing that anything is possible if you have a positive attitude. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was an unlikely group of underdogs. Despite coming from a school with no rowing tradition, and facing off against the best teams in the world, the team was determined to succeed. With hard work and a positive attitude, they managed to defy the odds and win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics. Their victory was a symbol of the power of optimism, showing that anything is possible if you have a positive attitude. The team's success was due in part to their coach, Al Ulbrichtsen. He believed in the power of positive thinking and instilled this belief in his team. He encouraged them to focus on the positives and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation. His words of encouragement and his unwavering faith in the team's ability to succeed were instrumental in their victory. The team's victory was a testament to the power of optimism. It showed that with hard work and a positive attitude, anything is possible. It was a reminder that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, if you have faith in yourself and your team, you can achieve great things. Main idea number 17. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of resilience. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of resilience, showing that no matter how difficult the situation, you can still succeed. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was a symbol of the power of resilience. Despite the odds being stacked against them, the team was determined to succeed. They had to overcome financial hardship, lack of resources, and the fact that they were competing against teams from much wealthier universities. Despite all of this, they persevered and ultimately won the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. This victory was a symbol of the power of resilience, showing that no matter how difficult the situation, you can still succeed. The team's victory was a testament to the hard work and dedication of the members. They trained relentlessly, pushing themselves to their limits and beyond. They worked together as a team, supporting each other and never giving up. This was a powerful example of the power of resilience, and it inspired many people around the world. The team's victory was a reminder that no matter how difficult the situation, you can still succeed. It showed that with hard work, dedication, and resilience, anything is possible. This is a lesson that still resonates today, and it is a reminder that no matter how difficult the situation, you can still achieve your goals. Main idea number 18. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of dedication. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of dedication, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of dedication. The team, made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, had worked hard to make it to the Olympics. Despite the odds being stacked against them, they persevered and trained relentlessly, pushing themselves to their limits. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to overcome the odds and win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics. This victory was a symbol of the power of dedication, showing that hard work and dedication can lead to success. The team's victory was a source of inspiration for many people. It showed that no matter what the odds, if you are willing to put in the hard work and dedication, you can achieve your goals. It also showed that success is not determined by your background or social class, but by your determination and dedication. The team's victory was a symbol of hope and inspiration for many people, showing that anything is possible if you are willing to put in the effort. Main idea number 19. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of sacrifice. Idea summary: the University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of sacrifice, showing that anything is possible if you are willing to make sacrifices. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of sacrifice. The team, made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, had to make many sacrifices in order to achieve their goal. They had to give up their jobs, their families, and their social lives in order to train for the Olympics. Despite the odds, they persevered and ultimately achieved their goal of winning the gold medal. This victory was a testament to the power of sacrifice and showed that anything is possible if you are willing to make the necessary sacrifices. The team's victory was also a symbol of hope and inspiration for the people of the Pacific Northwest. It showed that even those from humble beginnings could achieve great things if they were willing to put in the hard work and dedication. The team's victory was a reminder that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, anything is possible if you are willing to make the necessary sacrifices. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of sacrifice and showed that anything is possible if you are willing to make the necessary sacrifices. It was a reminder that no matter how difficult the odds may seem, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. Main idea number 20. The team's victory was a symbol of the power of belief. Idea summary: The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team's victory was a symbol of the power of belief, showing that anything is possible if you believe in yourself and your team. The University of Washington's 1936 eight-man rowing team was an unlikely group of underdogs. Despite their lack of experience and resources, they managed to beat out the best teams in the world to win the gold medal at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Their victory was a symbol of the power of belief, showing that anything is possible if you believe in yourself and your team. The team was made up of 9 working-class boys from the Pacific Northwest, who had never rowed competitively before. Despite their inexperience, they worked hard and trained diligently, believing that they could achieve the impossible. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to overcome the odds and win the gold medal. The team's victory was a testament to the power of belief. It showed that anything is possible if you have faith in yourself and your team. The team's success was a source of inspiration for many, proving that hard work and dedication can lead to success, no matter the odds.